Let it be known that this disclaimer is intended to make it clear any views and or opinions expressed on the Fox Paranormal Chat are just that. Any topics of discussion during a broadcasted show is in no way the exclusive view nor opinion of the host or any Web Radio Network staff. You're listening to the Fox Paranormal Chat on the Web Radio Network. And now, Michael and Destiny Fox.
Hey, everybody. It's Destiny Fox.
It's Michael Fox.
And Kobe Dove.
Yeah, we have Kobe with us. This is our first podcast in a while. We've had a lot of stuff going on, and we are so happy to finally be back. We had Jessica King supposed to be with us, too, but Jessica is sick tonight, so if she's able to listen, we miss you being with us tonight, Jessica. Also, Kobe, your little girl was sick today. How is she doing?
She's doing a little better. Her fever broke finally. Jay started a fever, so we gave him some medication.
Well, we've had a lot going on since our last podcast. We had to back out of our podcast. We had a family member have something pretty tragic happen to them. So it's been crazy trying to get used to a new normal that we have. We've adjusted well. We've been able to take some weekends off here and there and do investigating. Most of our time, December through the end of January, 34 days to be exact. It was, for me, it was get up, go to work, leave work, go to the hospital, sit till visiting hours were over or until they ran me off, come home, straighten up the house a little bit, go to bed, to get up and do it all over again. And pretty much, it was hectic. But we've survived. We've been able to do some paranormal investigating this year. I think we did an investigation in December. We went back and did a reinvestigation, and Kobe got to use his talents by doing a house cleansing for me. And it was his first solo time. How did that work out for you, Kobe?
It went well.
It was good because I had a dear friend of mine tell me, I don't feel like you need to do that tonight. And so I took his word on it. Y'all are probably going to hear some little dings. We have weather alerts coming in on all of our devices. We only have about four laid out here on the bed. So, yeah, we did that. Kobe did an excellent job with that house cleansing, and I was proud of him. Kobe is an ordained minister. Also, he's graduated up to one of our team managers. And congratulations, Kobe, because I'm hard to work with, and you made it all the way.
Thank y'all so much. It's been fun. I enjoy it.
We also have another team manager, and that's Big Ronnie Britt. Big Ronnie Britt, we were... I had a client get back in touch with me just earlier this week, maybe Monday or Tuesday, reminding me of how we were able to help with her paranormal investigation and things that was going on. And we didn't realize that Big Ronnie's been with us since 2015.
Yeah. It's been a day or two.
8 years. This summer. 8 years.
Ronnie's been with the team.
Right. And over the past few months, we brought back an oldie but a goodie team member, Youngblood Brett. And I am just excited to have him back. He got to do an investigation with us in December when we did the investigation that I was talking about earlier. And he did an awesome job. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad he's back with us. Jessica King is a new addition to our team. Jessica went with us to Pauley Jail last month. That was so much fun. Kobe, I wish you could have been there. It was like we had the whole team there except you. We're going to have to get you going with us a little bit more when we go out on our trips. But Kobe is a manager where he works. Kobe has a family, two small children, so he can't go on all our trips like we wish that he could. But I think he's going to attend one or two with us later this year. My son Dylan actually works behind the scenes with us when we go on Paracons. He actually takes care of our merch table and does a fantastic job, and he loves meeting people. So that's where he fits into the team real good. We still haven't got him on an investigation yet, but that's coming pretty soon, I hope. What do you think, Michael?
I hope so down the road. You know, it's just whenever he's ready to do it. We've had an interesting year this year. I think everybody's heard that the TV show that we were in got released.
Right. Season 1, episode 2. If you guys haven't seen it, go to Hulu. And they're also offering a 30-day free trial. We got to film with some fantastic people. Marika, Lee Triana, Mo. Mo was so fascinating. I absolutely loved meeting him, even though I didn't know who he was when we first met him. I had no clue. He had that YouTube channel going on, and he was so popular. I met him. I'm like, well, hey, I'm Destiny Fox. I didn't know him. But we do now, and he's an amazing person. The whole cast were just amazing.
It was a fun and an interesting experience. If y'all get a chance, go watch it on Hulu. It's called Repossessed. And we're kind of partial to episode 2.
Right. That's our favorite episode. Well, I've got one underneath that. But you guys will just have to watch the whole season of Repossessed. It's an amazing, different concept to your normal paranormal TV show. It's different and it's good. And I don't want to give too much away about it because it's going to be airing maybe in a few months or a few weeks, I'm not sure, on History Channel Canada. And then there's a possibility, I hear, that it'll maybe airing on History Channel USA as well. But that is not confirmed that I know of. So we did that. We have another TV show pending here. We'll be going to Miami to film this one. That's going to be awesome. We're waiting on the dates for that. And then there may be something else in the works for us. So we're excited about that. Our team has come a long way. It started out just playing in cemeteries. And
like anybody else, you know, we started out, you know, doing small things. And we worked our way up. You know, we were very fortunate over the years. We've got to investigate some very well-known locations.
And a location that Stan and Teresa Fites introduced us to maybe about 3 years ago. I can't remember. The Pauley Jail. And we also did an event there with Jeremy Leonard and had some fantastic guests there. Teresa did an awesome job giving some history each night on Pauley Jail, and it's just fascinating to listen to her. She really is amazing. Stan was able to join us there and help us with some investigating, and
It really worked out. We had a good support group.
We did. It was amazing, and I loved it. And maybe putting something together like that real soon too, as well. I'm checking out some locations now. We did an investigation last Saturday night.
Yes, we
and,
did.
it was an apartment, and it was up over an office. It was actually in a, what do you call that? Like a strip mall kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And in this apartment, I knew something was there, but we got so much evidence, and all of it is still in review right now. And I'm looking forward to possibly wrapping this up Saturday so that we can get the owner of the apartment everything that he needs. And then he was telling me the other day, he said, I don't care what it is. Get rid of it. Can you get rid of it? Get rid of it. So we had a lot of stuff going on, though. One thing that fascinated me was the REM pod going off.
Several times.
Well, this one particular time, we're all downstairs in a place where we had the monitor set up, and we're sitting down there, and that REM pod went off, I mean, for what, 15, 20 seconds?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, continuously. And then, you know, I'm like, hey, we need to get back up there while it's active. We were able to get some names through the portal. We usually do a portal session, and it's the last thing that we do when we go on an investigation. And what's crazy about that portal, though, is we actually have people wanting us to come and just do a portal session. Can you just bring the portal? We don't need an
investigation. Yeah, we've had requests for that. Just
the portal. We just want you to come with a portal. I'm sorry it don't work that way. But we do full-blown investigations. There's steps that we go through when we're on an investigation. And that's just our last step right there.
If anybody has any questions, I'm in the chat room. Right now, I'm all alone.
Sorry.
I really would like to see some people join me in there, so I won't be standing in there alone.
And so mainly we just wanted to do the podcast tonight, no particular subject, just tell you guys what Michael and Destiny Fox and the team of Fox Paranormal have been up to. Coming in June, we have a Paracon, Paravation in Strasburg, Virginia. We're looking forward to that. There's going to be a lot of cool people there. And I think they may be still looking for vendors. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But if you'll hit me up, I'll be glad to give you the information. August, we have Deep South Paracon. And during the break, I'm sure you're going to hear the details on that. That's in Ozark, Alabama. And we're excited about that. And then September, we will be at Sleepy Hollow Paracon in New York. That's going to be exciting. And then let me tell you where we're going in October. Oh, we're going to the Warren Seekers of the Paranormal. Yes. I wanted to go last year so bad. The dates just didn't work out for me. But last October, I put in for that particular time off a year in advance so that I knew I could go this year. But Fox Paranormal is going to be there, and we look so forward. I want to see Annabelle in person. That is my goal. That's what I want. And actually, my dog Addie is right here beside me, and she's decided she wants to go outside. But she's not going outside right now.
We got a lot of Paracons coming up. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to go to the Alabama one that Web Paranormal's been putting together.
Yes, that it was so good last year. When we were on that investigation last week, when you and Kobe were upstairs, do you think that was echoes that you were hearing?
It might have been echoes.
The monitor, at one time, it sounded like it was the monitor echoing, but then again, it sounded like it was a deep man's voice talking back to us.
Yeah, it really didn't sound like either one of you, that little EVP clip that we saved. And I can't make out what it's saying. But Saturday, we're going to really work on this stuff and see if we can enhance that and pull it out. Did you let Sarah listen to it?
I did. Sarah heard the echo, too, and she couldn't figure out if it was the monitor or if it was actually, you know, the deep voice we were hearing.
Could she make out what was being said?
She couldn't, because it was off in the distance, and there was no way to, you know, enhance it so we could actually hear it because it was so far.
Right.
We'll definitely want to enhance that. Did you have any personal experiences while we were there?
I had a, when Michael was doing the SOS, it got very cold on my back when I was sitting on the pile of laminate flooring. They were doing some remodeling. And I was sitting there, and it was very cold on my back, and it showed up on the SOS.
Well, I know when we were doing the EVP session, we kept hearing responses when we'd ask a question.
We would ask something and it would respond to us.
So we had, the thing about this is we had sound on the cameras. And so I'm not sure that I remember, you can't hear that good upstairs once they've got the flooring in and everything. I've been to this location before. I really don't know if that's going to turn out to be echoes or not. So, you know, we never want to give our clients false information. But so we're planning on trying to do an investigation this Saturday night. And it's the scene of a murder-suicide. And so I learned something when we were at Poly Jail from Stan and Teresa. Luminol.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually ordered some of that, and it should be in tomorrow. So I'm hoping to go validate this happened and do some EVPs and see what we get.
That ought to be interesting. Of course, you know, when we walk into a new case like that, we never know for sure what we're going to get or hear.
This is so true. I'm looking forward to working with the whole team just on something. It's due to work schedules, it's only one, maybe two can go with us. We actually have 8 team members now,
mm-hmm.
and that is more than enough. I'm trying to get us booked at a couple of events. Well, not events. A couple of big places to investigate. I have sent messages and waiting on replies. So we're going to be busy this year, very busy. We've got calls come in about investigations. So I'm working those, trying to fit them all in a schedule. And we won't be doing any investigations from April 17th until the third week in May. Michael will be going out of town for a month to work, and that's going to drive me insane. 1 month, no hubby. I don't know. It might be fun. No, it won't be. I'm just playing with you.
Well, it'll be an interesting month.
It will be for sure. We will still be doing the podcast each Thursday night. And this is just the beginning, getting back started up. And we're going to be having some cool topics. And if anybody has suggestions for topics, we are open. We have done shows from DNA memories.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. A lot of people think that, like, instead of having a reincarnation experience, I've actually read articles on this. A lot of people think it's just in your DNA from your ancestors. You know, we get our looks from other people. Like, I'm starting to look more like my mother the older I get. Where when I was younger, I saw a lot of my dad's face in my face. And a lot of people think it works just like that with your memories, with your brain, that it's just DNA. That's actually memories from your ancestors passed down to you. I don't know if I'm falling for that good, but it does make sense.
I don't know. You know, that's something I'd really have to research and get to know a lot more of. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there know a lot more about that particular subject than I do.
I'm sure. But I have a reoccurring dream, and I've dreamed a lot. Well, two dreams, as a matter of fact. In one dream, I'm on this dirt-like mountain, and the top of it is flat and it's smooth. And Kobe, in my dream, I'm sitting up there, and I remember it's a happy place for me. I don't know. I've never seen any place that even resembles this. It's just like a mound of a mountain that, and it is sort of red dirt, I think. So it could be Georgia. I don't know. But I have that dream a lot, and I'm just sitting there, and I remember in my dream I'm happy sitting way up there and looking out on the trees and everything. Then the other dream that I have, I'm in sort of this Renaissance dress, and it's drawn up around the bust, and I'm walking on a cobblestone street, and looking to each side, what I see are shops. Like, it looks like sheets coming off, like for little tents with sticks propping up the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking down that street. So I don't know if that's a DNA memory dream or what that is. And then I dreamed one night that I was running from somebody. And on the street, there were old cars. And when I looked down, I had on men's shoes, men's dress slacks. I was in a suit. I've dreamed that twice, actually. And both times in that dream, I remember being like paralyzed. I go down to the street and I can't move. And I'm trying to scream for help and nothing will come out. So maybe those are DNA dreams. I don't know.
Could be DNA dreams.
But have you ever had a deja vu moment where, hey, I've been here before?
Yeah, I think everybody's had that at some point.
What about you, Kobe?
Yes. Several times.
So there's got to be reasons for that. Because sometimes I can tell you, I get in that moment and I know what the person is about to say next. Oh, something else I just did. I just completed a Claire's class.
Yep.
And that was fun. That taught me a lot. It taught me self-gratitude, like taking time out for me. And even the family says, oh my goodness, you're different, you know. And it's because I really had some times during the class where it was just self-reflection, looking on me and my life and making time just for me. Because since December, my life's been all about everybody else, making sure, you know, meds are given, making sure clothes are washed, making sure everybody has dinner, breakfast, everything, and hold a full-time job. And then I realized through that, hey, I've got to make time for me. And I did. And it has helped me so much. Destiny Fox is in a good place right now. In a very good place. So I am ready for paranormal investigating. I'm just ready. I'm ready for everything.
I think it's always good to flex your mind a little bit, even when you take these classes, you know, and explore new areas of yourself.
Well, it turned out when I was taking the class that it was just because somebody I knew was giving the class. And I thought, well, shoot, I'll just support them, you know, because I like supporting my friends. I like doing things for my friends, you know, probably mostly because I don't have that many, so I take care of the few I do have. But it turned out like helping a friend out, you know, hey, I'll do this, I'll support you. And then I know I have some gifts, and they kind of just were brought out during this class. we were shown three pictures and we had to give like a reading on these pictures, and I nailed all three of them. It was like, I was shocked at myself that I did that, but you know, it was just brought out. And to me, that's part of the paranormal too.
Oh, it is part of the paranormal. I think, you know, I would love to get John on our podcast sometime as a guest.
Yeah, we had him before. Yeah. I would really like to talk to him a little bit more. Now that I understand what he was talking about when he was on our podcast before, John is a brilliant young man. I mean, he is the real deal. I mean, I have talked to psychic mediums before, and, you know, it was like some of them would fish for information, which, you know me, I don't open up to anybody. And so the reading that I got was so far off, but there are some legit that actually give me the information that I need, that I'm seeking, and they're the real thing. And John Covey is one of those. He is an amazing individual, and he totally has earned my respect.
Well, it takes a lot for a psychic medium to, you know, impress me, and John has impressed me.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And I hope he does big and exciting things. I can see him doing some great things.
Oh, I can too. I think, you know, he's got a lot ahead of him in the field, and you know, he's got a good career in the paranormal.
Right. He's a paranormal investigator as well. Another class that I took, both of us did, we took Jeremy Leonard's demonology class, and I learned and gained so much knowledge from that, which came in handy right after completing the course. And it's a very good course, and John Covey, Sarah Lemos has a good class going. Jeremy Leonard is I don't know if he's opened up for his next class or not, but if you're wanting more understanding of what a demonologist does, what demonology is, or if you're interested in being a demonologist, why anybody would want to is beyond me. But I recommend taking that case, because if it hadn't been for that case, Michael and I would have been in some serious stuff.
Oh yeah.
On a couple of the investigations that we did.
We've incorporated demonology into the paranormal that we do. I think it's become a good marriage between the two.
Right. And paranormal investigators, if you have never ran into a demon on your cases, there is probably a 90% chance that you will, although I hope you don't. But I think you need to be prepared and prepare yourself, because anything can happen. We've had clients that absolutely scared us half to death.
Oh, yeah.
And they were more scarier than what was actually haunting their home. We've been locked in a room by a client. We've had clients carrying guns. We really think one had the intent to hurt us at one point. You just need to be prepared in all areas. We have just about come up upon just about anything you can imagine paranormal investigating. And, you know, there was a time a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I actually started to feel like this is not what I want. I don't want to do this anymore. But I was quickly reminded why I do this now, because in the beginning, it was thrill seeking. Mm-hmm. The first place you took me, Montgomery, Alabama. Kobe, there was a cemetery there. Oh, my goodness. They still practice hoodoo.
Yes.
And voodoo in that area of Montgomery, Alabama. And I've been in haunted cemeteries before, you know, but not with anything like this happening, I was so fascinated. I'm like, Michael couldn't do anything because I was constantly, did you see that shadow? Look at it, Michael. And he's like, yeah, okay, baby, yeah.
Well, but it's like I've seen so many shadows over the years that it's really got to do something to impress me.
Well, this was impressive, and that was the first place you ever took me. And
Yeah.
I was, I mean, I kept seeing this, and I wasn't afraid. And you were like, it was second nature to you. And I'm like, look, did you see that shadow? Yeah, look at it. It just darted over, and it was on the back of the cemetery. I've learned about cemeteries too. So, but it was so fascinating, and then it was the thrill of the hunt for a long time. And until, we got a certain case, and then I realized, hey, I've got to help this person. And then it just turned into something totally different. It wasn't thrill seeking anymore. It was like, I'm helping people. I'm helping them understand what's going on.
Well, that's what the bottom line is, helping people.
Exactly.
So many groups this day and age lose track of that.
When we took the demonology class too, at the time, I don't know if it was the first one he taught, I think it was, but you had to send Jeremy an email and you had to tell him why you wanted to take the class. And I remember why I told him, I want to be able to help my clients dealing with these things better rather than have to say, I'm going to have to refer you to somebody else. That's exactly how we do things. That's how we roll. But I tell you what, people, we are about to take a break and let you hear some fine commercials. And be sure to listen about Deep South Paracon. See you in a few minutes, guys.
Have you thought about becoming a published author? Don't have time around work, school, or family? Let us do the work for you. Save time by allowing eWriter Resources to work for you. You deserve the best online writing services available. Let us make your book and your dreams come true. Be a published author in 14 days when we custom ghostwrite your ebook. If you need an expert, allow us to handle your business writing and ebook. We are capable of creating ebook covers, websites, and all the content to go on it. Check us out at eWriterResources.com.
Are you looking for web design, press releases, blog posts, product descriptions, academic writing to cheat in class, social media marketing, and even logo design? Don't worry, there's a lot more, but I'm not going to list them right here. You need to visit Arden Marketing Enterprises at arden-ent.com. That's arden-ent.com. Or if you would like to speak personally to the owner of Arden Marketing Enterprises, call Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Again, Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Get on it.
Marika Simon, your favorite paranormal researcher from the show Ripa Says. If you want to watch her season one, just go to Hulu, check the reality TV section, look for Ripa Says, and there you go. Our first full episodes are full of stories, haunted objects, and amazing people that we met in all of our journeys. Make sure to follow me on social media at Marika Gaga. I would love to connect with you. Tell me about your secret haunted objects that we need to investigate. Tell me about everything you want. And do not forget to tell your friends to watch Repossessed.
Coming soon.
Deep South Para Comic Con 2023.
Check out this amazing event that will have you laughing and screaming all at the same time.
This event has it all. from some cast members from The Walking Dead, workshops to help with psychic abilities, an oddities room, and even more. Not to mention the yummy food and amazing guest speakers. Don't miss out on this amazing paranormal experience. Get your tickets now as spaces are limited.
Don't forget the kiddos. It's a family-friendly event.
Deep South Para Comic Con in Ozark, Alabama, August 19th and 20th, 2023. Visit www.deepsouthparacomiccon.com to get your tickets today.
Loved ones, ready to finish that argument you knew you would win, but you croaked before you could prove your point? No worries. Adopt your Seance Sammy doll now. Set this yarn-made Sammy doll in the middle of the circle, and poof, your loved one transfers into the doll for you to do as you will. Yell, hug, kiss, smack, or burn. Take him to the movies, sleep with him, talk over tea, drown him with a pocket full of rocks. Get your Seance Sammy and begin your torturous healing today. And now, for those who prefer to talk to a female loved one that has passed, get your Seance Sally. All Seance Sammies and Sallies are subject to possession, and we hold no responsibilities for any and all mishaps dealing with a Seance Sammy or Seance Sally, including, but not limited to, burns, broken heart, measles, anal leakage, nightmares, and more. To claim your Seance Sammy coupon, call 1-800-POSSESSED. Again, that number is 1-800-POSSESSED. Are you bothered by those blood-sucking, seductive jerk faces? New by Churchies comes Vamp Away. Tired of not being able to go outside at night? Tired of waking up with puncture holes in your neck before a meeting causing talk amongst your peers? Tired of waking up in a strange place not knowing where you are? Get your 24-ounce spray bottle of Savior. Blessed by the local clergy, you will be saved by our newest formula of Vamp Away. A little dab on your neck, wrists, and special places will ensure you won't become a victim of your local vamp community. Long gone are the days when you're just a blood bed. For only $6.66, you too can repel the bloodthirsty pests and sleep peacefully at night. Call now, 1-800-VAMP-AWAY. Again, that number is 1-800-VAMP-AWAY.
Hey, guys, we're back.
Hey, everybody.
So, Kobe, so what has your experience with Fox Paranormal been like?
It's been very awesome. I've learned a lot. Actually, before I got in on the paranormal team, I did not even believe in the paranormal. Actually didn't even know it existed. And my wife did. She watched the TV show. She was into it, and I was the one that wasn't into it.
Well, actually, you were a client of ours. You started
We had the activity in my home, and that's actually how I got to know y'all.
Yes.
Exactly. I don't regret meeting you guys at all. You've become like family to us, and I can't imagine our life without you and your family in it. You're a help, not only on the team, but in our personal life. Also at church. You go to church with us. Matter of fact, our whole team goes to church together. We are a Christian paranormal team, and I don't know, some people told us, if you announce you're a Christian paranormal team, you'll never get any more investigations, you know, but you know, I've just decided that that doesn't matter.
Well, it hasn't mattered. I mean, we get calls all the time, and we're not the only Christian paranormal team in the field.
No, we're not.
No.
We have friends and so many different religions, and I respect theirs and they respect ours. We have some dear friends that believe a whole lot different than us, hey, that's just fine. We're all friends. But when we went to Kobe's house, we found out that the whole property where he lives is, there's other people that live around about this property. And we've actually done, what, 2 investigations on homes out where you live?
That's correct.
Yeah, we have.
So it's associated with the land out there. And I don't know, we may have to go back pretty soon. I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to get anything stirred up out there, though. Kobe and Dorothy's his wife, amazing young lady. She's in our play, our Easter play. And actually, we didn't have a lot of men that wanted to participate in the play. So Dorothy is actually playing Barabbas in our play. So that, and she does a good job of that. And I mean, she has the look in her, the evil look in her face and all. It's like she takes on that personality. And I'm like, well, we're going to have to cast that out of her after the play.
She plays the murderer pretty good.
Yeah, wait till you see her, Kobe. I mean, she takes on that part well. She should be an actress, and I'm not playing about that. She takes on that role very well. The look, I mean, you can just see evil in her eyes when she starts doing this. Good little actress she is.
Yeah.
But it, what's going on out at your place is just associated with the land. Something, I feel like something bad happened out there at one time or another, and we just haven't been able to dig up and figure out what it is yet.
You know, we get calls all the time, and a lot of times, you know, right off the bat, people say it's demonic.
Well, and that's what everybody
thinks. It's not always
demonic,
you know.
And I think it's like that, though, Michael, because these are people who've never experienced paranormal activity before.
True.
It scares them. I mean, you see something flying off your counter and you know it wasn't on the edge. I mean, you're sitting looking at something and it moves, or you hear voices or something. If you're not into the paranormal, what's the first thing you're going to think? It's a demon.
It's a demon. But a lot of times, well, all it is a spirit or entity trying to get your attention because it has something it's got to communicate or wants to communicate.
You know, and it could have been happening even longer than when they noticed it, because when things happen here at our house, and we do have things happen, I just ignore it and brush it off as coincidence. My biggest thing that happens is like, I'll be in the bathroom getting ready for work or going somewhere, and stuff will just fall off of the counter at me. And I'm like, what the heck?
You know, a lot of us, because we're so into, you know, the different investigations that we do and the all the specters of the paranormal, that it's probably pretty common that we would have so much activity here.
That's true, because we're more open to it.
And yeah, we are.
We're used to it. My kids grew up in the home that I live in, and I raised my great niece and my great nephew in this house as well. And to be honest with you, now that they're adults, they begin to tell me things that happened around here when they were little. And it's really fascinating. And I, you know, it's at the time I didn't realize anything was going on. Just, hey, these kids are crazy. There was a time Dylan was in his room, and the bathroom is just right there. He had his own bathroom. Well, actually, him and his sister had to share a bathroom. But I did notice one time that the tube of toothpaste came flying out of the bathroom in his room, and the toothbrush. And I remember that is one thing that I never could explain away.
Maybe it was a dental hygienist that had passed away.
I don't know. It was something, but I do remember that. And I remember Dylan's like, his eyes are big as saucers. And we're like, oh my gosh. I do know when my daughter, in her room, there were times she would hear rattling of her doorknob,
yeah,
the door would open and it was like somebody would go to the bathroom and then disappear. She never saw them, but she heard this. And that happened several times through the years for her.
Well, you never know what it could possibly be until you investigate it. And that's, you know, that's what we like to go in and do, is set up the equipment and try to either prove or disprove a haunting. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to gain evidence to, in our own minds, to decide whether, you know, is it demonic or is it a human type based haunting?
Right. But we're not going to investigate our house.
No.
So we just sort of ignore what goes on here. On a good note, some of the negative stuff that's been going on here is gone.
Yes.
So that is a plus too. In 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be doing a live stream from our Fox Paranormal page. And we're going to be showing a haunted object that we have. It is on the show Repossessed, and we're not going to give a lot of detail about it because we want people to hear it from the TV show, but we're going to be showing you the object that we had on the show Repossessed. A lot of people have seen this. Last year we took it to every Paracon we went to, and she does get a little interest.
Yeah, I believe I gave a lot of background information for, you know, when we did the television show for the episode. And if you guys get a chance, you know, you want to watch that because you're going to hear a lot about the object.
And its background.
And its background.
So that is going to be cool. Not a lot of people have seen it, just the people who've been at the Paracons. We have team members that really didn't know the story behind the Hex Box until the show came out. And I was like, are you sure I've never told you about this? Because we have some newbies too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but we are excited about this podcast. Next week, we're going to have a subject that we're going to be talking about. We're kind of winging it tonight. First night back at it, and I wish Jessica had not gotten sick. There's some things I wanted to talk to her about too. Kobe, you need to speak up here some. You're just being so quiet. Exactly.
Yeah,
I bet he's muted on here.
The only time he's really quiet.
I know, right?
But yeah, you know, we like talking the paranormal, and if you ever have any questions when we're doing our show, please, you know, jump on the chat, ask any questions that you might want to ask, and I'll either myself or Destiny will respond to them.
We get questions all the time. Emails, people sharing pictures with us that they took, and I have no problem with looking at your photos. I really don't. Some of them are pretty fascinating to get sent to me. A lot of people don't want, you know, it advertised that they took this because they're confused. They don't understand, you know, how a certain shape might have gotten the picture that they took of their children and different things. And so I have seen some amazing photos, and some of them, you know, I can't really say there's paranormal involved in them. Pictures can be so tricky to look at.
Yeah, they can be.
They really can. And then people get upset with you when you have to tell them, I don't see that. And I guess here recent, somebody sent me a photo and I'm like, I don't see anything. I'm sorry. Well, yes, you do. So they sent it back circled. They actually made it bigger and circled it. And I'm like, I don't see that. I'm sorry. However, it is a fascinating photo, but I'm just not seeing what you're seeing. People don't like that. but they ask for your opinion and then you tell them. So every picture I get is fascinating in one form or another.
Yeah, well, you know, I think, you know, most people want the truth. And we pride ourselves, you know, in being straightforward and truthful with our clients.
Okay, so Kobe is muted. That's why he's not talking. I bet he had to step out. But next week, I hope we'll have a couple of more team members with us when we go on our next podcast next week. We're going to be having some super cool guests coming up in the next few weeks. And I'm excited about this. I really am.
Yeah, I am too.
It broke our heart when we had to talk to Stan, and we were afraid he's going to be upset with us, that we were going to have to stop for a while. But everything's under control now. Cases are coming in. We've got plans, a lot of stuff going on. And Fox Paranormal is in a good place right now. We've got a fantastic team. We've had to make some changes. Michelle has stepped back from the team. She's on a different path right now. We respect her, and she's missed. But you know, sometimes we do take separate, different paths, and I know she's happy in her adventures that she's doing now. We wish her well. No hard feelings at all. Our team has always been a family unit. We're all family. We stick together. We're friends outside of the team. We do things together. We go places together. We laugh together. It's just a close-knit team, and that's what we've always wanted. And that's what we finally have. We have a close team. Are you back, Kobe?
I am. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I got back. I had to go in the living room with the little girl.
Oh, I hope she starts feeling better. It breaks my heart when she's sick. His daughter is like my mini-me. And he has to put up with not only me, but when he's at home, he has to put up with my little mini me, because what is it she says? I'm Destiny Fox.
Yeah.
I Destiny Fox. And then if I go to get on to her, she said, I call Mama Fox.
Aww. Yeah. She has a special place in my heart. And your son Jace does too. I love those little kids. They get on my nerves because I don't do well with kids, but I love those two. I want to take them to a petting zoo one day if y'all will let me kidnap them. Or we can all go together. He's like, yeah, you can keep them. You can have them.
You can kidnap them anytime you want them.
There you go.
Well, you know, I look forward to every case that we do.
I do too. What are your favorite kind of cases, Michael?
My favorite kind of cases are the ground roots cases. You know, when people call us and they're saying, you know, they hear footsteps in the hall, knocking, scratching noises on the walls.
We did so many. And Kobe was with us on a very negative case. And I don't know. I kind of welcome those cases where it's just grandma in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
It's been deceased for 20 years. Those are very much welcomed. Your little old Casper, the friendly ghost kind of spirits.
And it's still exciting when you get that one picture, you know, of a partially formed apparition, you know, when it hasn't fully formed, but you can see it forming.
Right. Hey, we did a Confederate cemetery once, and I will never forget this. One of your cousins was investigating with us, and we got the picture that shows two apparitions. It looks like they're carrying a stretcher.
Yeah, I remember that case.
We don't still have that picture anymore.
No,
but that was fascinating to look back on. that was my first kiss too on that investigation that I ever got from the spirit. I actually, Kobe got kissed on the side of my mouth. So I'm pretending like I'm just talking to soldiers. And I said, been a long time, soldier, since you kissed a female. And then all of a sudden I felt something tap right on the corner of my mouth. And I believe to this day that soldier kissed me. I really do believe that.
Very possible.
Very possible. What kind of cases do you like, Kobe, before we have to leave for tonight?
Same kind as Daddy. Footsteps, noises. I like them when things are flying off shelves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we've witnessed that before.
Yeah, we have.
On investigations. We did an investigation where we had a motion light set in a particular spot. When I went, we were about to leave, and just as I went to pick up that motion light to pack everything up, it went flying away from me. I bet my hand was 6 inches from it, and it just flew right off to the right. And I'm like, Michael, it's for you. And that was just right down the road here.
Yeah, it was.
It was. It was.
But I like those kind of cases too. I call them the old fashioned, yeah, like you said, grandma on the rocker case.
Yes, negative cases just are not my favorite thing to do.
We don't shy away from them, but
oh no, we don't. We face them head on.
We do what we got to do to get the job done. That's the bottom line.
So. And. If you guys want to look us up on Facebook, you can look us up under Fox Paranormal. We also have a little group that's been kind of quiet lately called the Paranormal Fox. We also have a group on Facebook called Fox Paranormal Advertising, and this is open to anyone that wants to join this group. You can advertise your team. You can advertise your paracons. You can advertise your podcast, anything you want to pertaining to paranormal, we let you post it. We've had to make some changes on there because we had some scammers start posting stuff. So all the posts have to be approved. And to anyone that's already there, if your post doesn't get approved immediately, don't be afraid to send me a little message on Facebook and tell me that you have a post there that needs approved, because I've had to do that to stop all the spammers about, who was it, Justin Bieber or somebody?
Yeah.
So I've had to do that. It was brought to my attention. There was another scammer on there trying to sell paranormal equipment, but they quickly let me know that it was spam. It was a scam. And so, you know, I'm working hard to get this back where it was, so that every post doesn't have to be approved. I think what I'm going to have to do is reach out and get more administrators for this page, because it's hard for me to go to Facebook when I'm busy at work and approve posts. So I'm going to be looking for some administrators for Fox Paranormal Advertising here pretty soon, so that we can get a handle back on the group.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay, well, it has been one heck of an hour, our We're Back episode.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking more and more each week about the paranormal. And we're going to be exploring it, and we're going to be exploring other people that are into the paranormal.
Yes, it's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be better than before. We've kind of just talked and chatted about every little thing possible tonight. But we're going to be having some neat stuff going on. And Kobe, thank you for being on our We're Back show.
Y'all are welcome. It's been fun.
And Michael?
I've enjoyed it, and I can't wait for next week and see what we, you know, have to give everybody, you know, for the next show.
Right. And a more organized week, I might add. But it's been fun. It's always fun talking paranormal. And next week, we'll see you at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. I get those mixed up.
Even when I'm in St. Louis, when I go on my business trip, we're going to try to continue. I'm just going to log in and be on the show just like normal.
That's right. Okay, guys, till next week. Peace and love.